Blog Talk Radio.
This is Salakori straight out of Lenni Lenape territory here in New York City. I'd like to welcome everyone here tonight to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time, the Night of Shadows here in New York City. And check this out in the Caribbean. All you people out there, Dao, Guatiao, hello friends, buen amigos from the Caribbean. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in. It's in the 70s out there in the Caribbean. It's not so hot. There's a lot of rain. Here in Dominican Republic, there's some rain all day. And, you know, everyone's trying their best to survive. Please stay safe out there. COVID-19. I know many countries and many islands are definitely fighting their best against this. I just found out recently today that there's an alert in Texas. So all you people out there in Texas, please be careful with the water you drink. Allegedly, there's some kind of parasite that's actually affecting people there. So I'd like to thank everyone once again. All you future listeners, thanks for tuning in to Guasavara. Taino Radio. Guasavara means warrior. Yes, we are warriors of knowledge, trying to understand our culture, indigenous way of the Taino, or indigenous Caribbean. I'd like to thank many countries who've been tuning in. Excuse me. And one country in particular has just joined the cyber radio waves, and that is Russia. Russia, I'd like to thank you for coming to our show and listening. This is the best. Thank you so much, Russia. So, and guess what? Morocco, you're still around. Morocco, Nigeria, yes, the Netherlands, United Kingdom. Thank you for tuning in every single day. And also, I'd like to give a shout out once again to Borinquen for listeners out there. Muchas gracias por la isla de Borinquen, Boricuas, por recibir Radio Taino, Guasabara, and Santo Domingo, Quisqueya, Haití. You're tuning in as well. I see your stats coming in. And muchas gracias por estar aquí, Bomatum, for all you in the Dominican Republic. I got some emails about the unknown cacique, the last show we did. And this cacique, unknown from Saona Island. Thank you for your feedback on that. And also, I can't forget all you countries out there in Canada. How about Canada? You've been tuning in like crazy. But I can't believe it, Russia. Now, Guasavara Radio is in Russia. Okay, now, I have some special guests today, but I'm having issues with my internet, actually, which is very, very ironic because this is internet radio and I'm having issues. So I think today's topic we're going to talk about was UFOs. Unidentified flying object over Puerto Rico. It's been a long history of flying objects flying around Puerto Rico for many, many years. And Arecibo, they have that huge telescope in which we made first contact. Okay? We got some codes. And before I get into that, I'm trying to do my best for you. For my guests who are out there, I'm trying to tune you in. I have issues with my studio, and it's all connected to the internet. Someone already said that they can hear me. Stephanie, if you can hear me, that's cool. But I'm really having a hard time with studio here, which is all connected to the internet. So I'm working feverishly here trying to connect people because it's important to get the guest stars in here so we can talk about what's going on in UFO land. For many people that don't know, Salakori, myself truly, I'm a UFO hunter for many, many years, always looking out in the sky. And many of my friends and many of my, actually my children have seen UFOs through the years and always ceases to amaze me how people just don't get it. You know, even when they see it, they don't realize what they're seeing. It's a UFO. It's unidentified. We can't name it, but it's something that's not human. It's not something of this earth. Okay, we're going to have a special star here. He's coming back. His name is Wi-Fi Lou, and he's going to come back to the show. And also, I'm trying to get Stephanie back. In the last show, we talked about an amazing show on the star people and the Taino, the ancient ones. So, I'm trying to get here. All right, perfect. Hold on a second. Internet is pulling through. Hey, calling. Okay, I just connected to Area 51 there in Nevada. Is this Paranormal Lou? Is that you?
Hey, what's up, brother? It's me. Live from Las Vegas, Area 51. I was just right by Area 51 earlier, man. That's why you couldn't get in contact with me trying to. There was no connection. Wi-Fi Lou, a.k.a. Spooky Lou, without at a
range. Well, let me tell you, man.
I just made it back.
Let me tell you they zapped me here, man. I don't know if it was some star people playing tricks on me or Area 51 folks, but I got locked out. I couldn't get in my studio. But yet, it's weird because I'm talking and people are listening, which is a phenomenon in itself. But guess what? We're all connected. And let me connect one more star here. On popular demand, we have Stephanie, you there?
I'm here.
All right. That's
hey, guys.
Awesome, man.
Can we?
Hey, Steph. How you doing?
Hey.
Well, listen, I got a lot of emails about the star people and our Taino creation stories. And one person wasn't too happy, but it's cool because, you know, we're asking questions, you know. We're trying to explore different possibilities. And it's not new. Native America, a connection with the star people. You know, very, very important. So I just want to throw it out there. It was a great show. But, hey, what's all this stuff in Puerto Rico? Can someone tell me? All these sightings, you know, through the years.
End of the world, man. End of the world. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. 2020 has been crazy. who knows, man? There's been a lot of sightings out there, you know, beginning from... I mean, forever, right? There's always been sightings. There's always been people that say it's very mystical, right? I've always heard since I was a kid out there that they have, like, secret bases and stuff like that. I'm not sure if you ever heard that, but, you know, I've always heard stuff like that. And, I mean, I don't have an idea. You're the one that was out there in the mountains for a while. You're the one that experienced some stuff. I mean, what's your take on that?
Well, whenever I look in the Puerto Rico sky, the space, there's always tons of activity. When I was in Sidra, when we're up on the Cerro de Bojique, which is where the Bojiques used to do their ceremonies, and it's we're way on top in Sidra, the mountains, right? We're way on top. This is where the Cerro is located. It's like a vision quest spot. And what happened was you just look up, you see the space. And you see these objects, and these objects are not like straight line kind of objects, like a plane or a satellite. These are like zigzags, you know. And it's every day it was like that, you know. It was like common. And you know, that's what I saw. And sometimes you would see these zigzags in the sky, you know, habitually, you know. Stephanie, have you experienced that? I mean, you've been to Puerto Rico. Have you experienced those phenomena?
I've been to Puerto Rico. The last time I went was 3 years ago. And I didn't get to see anything because I ended up going for a funeral. But I am going back in November. So I'm going to try and, you know, hit some hot spots maybe to see if I can see anything. Because, you know, of course, if I can, I'm going to try and record it. And maybe I'll submit it to you so that you can put it onto the radio Facebook page to share with everybody and see if that changes anybody else's personal perspectives or views or if they have any personal opinions about it.
Mm-hmm. Now I can't share who told me this. I can't share what community is this in Puerto Rico, but there is a community in Puerto Rico, okay, and I got eyewitness, you know, it's like the newspaper. You can't reveal your sources, you know, but there is a community. But there is a community in Puerto Rico that they actually do communicate with the star people, and they come from the ocean. And
I'll shout them out because it's public knowledge, man. It's public knowledge.
Wait, mm-hmm. Lou, what do you know?
It's public. If you go to Lara in Puerto Rico, which I'm not sure, Lou, because I'm sure you know other stuff too because you were up there, but I know this personally from going out there. There's even a professor that claims that he communicates with these aliens and they come down at night. And there's like a whole group of people over there that communicate with these aliens, supposedly. And it's so big into it. In that town, there's a guy that created a house. That's like a UFO ship. Have you seen it, Lou? Did you get to see that?
Oh, I've never seen it in person, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I've been there. I've seen it in person. It's crazy, man. But I don't know if the same people you're talking about, Lou, but I think there's probably several people that believe that they're connected and they communicate. But I don't know if that's your source, man, but I know that if it is, that's public knowledge from typical Puerto Ricans out there.
Yeah, no, man. It's rampant, the stories. I've heard a lot of stories. But this community in Puerto Rico, I can't, you know, just this, you know, I got testimony. I can't reveal the source. I can't reveal the location.
Steph, I was trying to break Lou, see if he would talk, but he didn't admit it. Sorry, Lou, Dad.
But I'm telling you, you guys know me personally. I'm telling you, I'm not lying, man, but I'm telling you that there's these underground bases, what I was told, you know, and it's deep, it's deep. I never got to go and see them. I wasn't able to make that.
Hello?
Hello? Did we just lose Sanagori?
I think we just lost Sanagori, so we'll continue till he gets back on. But it's interesting.
Oh, man.
What he was saying.
All right, Lou, that's. It's falling on you now. Go ahead. Tell me.
He has some other connections with certain people out there that have brought him to places and have showed him stuff. I mean, I don't even have access to those of his sources, but he has shared with me before some of the stories. But it's interesting that he's mentioning that because as a kid, my whole life, you know, when I would go out there, a lot of my summers I spent out there, and I would always hear that there's UFO bases. And I don't know if you heard, if you've seen that video, Steph, where Homeland Security actually filmed a UFO in Aguadilla flying by. Did you ever come across that video?
I think I did, not that long ago, actually, I think is when I saw it. And I don't know what to make of it. Like, between all of the spooky stuff that I've gotten throughout my entire childhood and then a few things that I've witnessed on my own, it's like, I don't know if I should just take it with a grain of salt since I haven't seen it there or not, but like I
said,
when I go in November. I'm all for
perfect,
it. You here?
Perfect.
You're back?
You.
Nice.
Continue on. Thank you for keeping the show going.
Of course. Well, I have a question,
if you don't mind.
I like to ask Steph a question. If you don't mind, can you share one of those experiences that you were just like explaining right now that you weren't sure of?
One of mine? Okay. So there was this ride home. I live in New York, but my mom lives in Pennsylvania. So for a short period of time, I lived out in PA, and then I decided to move back. I'm extremely sensitive to certain elements, I guess is the more politically correct way to put it. So every once in a while I see things, but I just toss it up to, you know, the regular norm where I try and justify what they may or may not be. So while I was pregnant with my first child, I was actually in the car, and often, all the time, quite honestly, we saw shooting stars any and every time I was outside and pregnant. So then when we were driving from Pennsylvania to New York, or from New York to Pennsylvania, it was late at night. I want to say maybe 11, 12-ish. There was just this hovering blue thing in the sky. And, you know, normally you look up and you're just like, oh, crap, it's a plane. That's really close. You know, we're on the I-95. We're close to JFK, close to Newark. But it wasn't. It didn't move like that. It was stationary. And then when it wasn't, it just darted and disappeared. And we just, like, stopped the car and got out the car. Like, what the heck was that? And it was just nothing there. This bright, nice little light of something that was so vivid and so just there, just magically gone. And we didn't take our eyes off of the sky for a second. So I couldn't justify it. It was just like, okay, definitely something, but what is the something?
So do me a favor, right? Because we didn't see it. Can you describe? Was it pulsating? Did it move slow?
It wasn't pulsating. It was hovering. It just stayed stationary. I want to say, you know how when something stays in one place and it kind of just rocks back and forth slightly, ever so slightly? It moved like that. It was just sitting there. Kind of. But the color itself was this really vibrant bluish with this white hue to it. I don't even know how to explain the color to it. It just looks like a very nice, calming blue light, but it wasn't a round light. It was more elongated, you know, long wise. It was like a stretched out oval kind of. But
wow, that's it deep. Was that reminds me. I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off. Just
no,
that
go
reminds
ahead.
Me of Son of, it reminds me kind of like what me and Son of Oki. Oh my God, I'm sorry, Lou.
You're so sorry.
So I'm so out of it. Oh, are you there? Is he there?
What happened? I'm listening.
It reminded me of that blue light that we saw when you were doing that ceremony that we discussed in that last
room, right.
By kind of what you were explaining. That's pretty deep.
Where did you guys see that light?
In New York.
In New York?
Inwood Hill Park. Sharaka Park. Inwood Hill Park.
Yeah, uptown.
Middle
of nowhere.
Guys, check this out. Check this out. I did some research earlier, right? And I went on a Google search, and I just put UFO in Puerto Rico, right? I want you guys to hear this. Ready? Sorry. First thing that came up, Puerto Rico, UFO sightings may have caused El Yunque Park to close. You can actually find that film coverage in the YouTube. Also, the AP archive. UFO freaking sightings areas, road for Puerto Rico, San Juan Forum. There's people writing about what they saw. History Channel even talked about watching Puerto Rico UFO clips. UFO slips into two and splashes over water. Amazing new footage. And that was by Arecibo, I believe, right? Remember that? I mean, Aguadilla, I'm sorry. That was the Aguadilla. Remember that, Lou? You sent me that footage?
I did.
It was by the Rafael Hernandez Airport in Aguadilla. It split in two.
Yeah, that was government official. It's not like, you know, it was just some Joe Schmo in the corner filming it.
Yep. And there's actually a book called The Island of Paradise, Chupacabra, UFO Crash Retrievals, and Accelerated Evolution of the Island of Puerto Rico. I got to get that book. Check this one out. Security camera catches three UFOs entering underground alien base in Puerto Rico. This is what I was talking about, remember?
That's
let's see
deep,
what else.
Man.
NASA, check this out. Wait, but check this one out. NASA puts Puerto Rico on the road to helping search for aliens. Look at that one. There's a UFO crash in Oyunque. UFO crash in Oyunque and the alien presence in Puerto Rico. In England, they talk about UFO sighting as three fireballs head to underground base in Puerto Rico. And remember, in England, they don't cover it up. In England, they accept, they already did the disclosure, right? In England.
And Canada, I think. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Look, they say UFO in Cabo Hill, Puerto Rico. It's on YouTube. A UFO crash in Oyunque, an alien presence in Puerto Rico. Look at that. UFO secrets, green alien Puerto Rico. That's funny. That was actually like a...
That one's interesting.
That's actually like a poster. But, you know, you put Puerto Rico, you get all these UFO things, you know?
Yeah, it's a hotbed. It's a hotbed out there.
You know what I mean?
Do you have any theories as to why?
Oh, check it out. The Incon Vacation, UFO Puerto Rico. It seems like there was a crash. There was a crash in the UK. There's a book written about it, so we got to check that out.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'd like to learn more about that, too. But I've always heard they do experiments in the UK. Well, obviously they do. That's where they created Agent Orange. I was in Oyunque, and that's what was tested.
That's right.
So there's probably a lot of, there's a lot of military stuff going. There's an Area 51 or the equivalent out in Oyunque, so who knows? I've always heard many stories. Matter of fact, there's a guy in the 80s who said he was abducted by some aliens in San Juan. Have you ever came across that story in Puerto Rico?
No, I haven't.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll get the YouTube clip and I'll send it to you. It's a pretty interesting thing. And I know I personally had a UFO encounter out when I was a kid in Puerto Rico too, and Steph was saying, I told the story. So bless you. My cousin, he's from Rio Piedras, and this is where he's from. He lives in the mountains, right? And this is before. Now it's developed a lot more, but we're talking about back in the 80s, I guess, or I don't know how old I was. I was a kid, maybe 12. And we used to jump up in his roof at nighttime and just lay there. And I remember one night we're laying up there, and it must have been like 12. And as we're looking up in the sky, you just saw regular stars. And all of a sudden, these stars just started like moving around, like swirl. Like they would swirl around, do circles amongst each other. It was just the weirdest thing. They would skip from one area to another area, or they would move back. And what happened is every night we went up there, and every night, because I was there for a week, at the same time it would happen. So we went there every night just to look at this. Now, I don't know this, but right years later, when we were younger, I went out to my family, like, oh, my God, we saw these UFOs. And my family's like, shut up, what are you talking about? I was like, no, we did. So they called my cousin over, and they told him, they asked, they said, listen, did you guys see anything weird? Did you see something weird? He's like, no. I didn't see anything weird. So my family thought I was a liar for years, right? I was so mad at them. Like, man, I can do me dirty. I'm not crazy. But it's crazy because recently I brought it up to them. I was like, remember that time we used to see those things and you lied? You told everybody we didn't see it. You know you saw it. He goes, yeah, you know what happened one night? You fell asleep and one of those things came down and flew right above us. Now, this thing was really high up in space. I didn't see that.
He says, when I fell asleep, this thing swooped down and came, was hovering above us, and you saw it clear as day, and then it took off. And I was like, wow, man. Like, and then you lied. You know, why would you lie? But that was mine.
Wow.
That was, yeah.
Hey, guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I found this article online. It was written in 1994 on Princeton.edu, which is the Princeton University, you know. And it was, there was an article written about Chupacabra, you know, from Canoas. I was there in 1994. I was a Franciscan. I stayed there a month with my grandmother doing some work. And I remember when that whole hunt went on with Chupacabra in Canoas. But check it out. They did, I couldn't believe this, they did find a blood sample of allegedly Chupacabra, right? They found it in Campo Rico in Canoas, October 3rd, 1995, 9 p.m. Look at that. And they got some samples of the blood. And one of the samples had a genetic, okay, I'm going to read it from the report. A genetic analysis so far has revealed that the blood is in no way compatible with human blood, nor with any animal species known to science. The traces ratio of magnesium, phosphorus, calcium, and potassium are incompatible with those of human blood, normal human blood. They are much too high. The albumin, globulin, RG ratio is also incompatible. The ratios found do not allow the results of the analysis to be compatible with those of any known animal species. I didn't know that they actually got blood from Chupacabra. Look at this.
I didn't know that either.
It was no
wow.
Known. They said, and they're saying it's probably, let me see, it's an organism that's alien to our Earth. And it perhaps is extraterrestrial. Wow. That was a big cover up.
You know, well, I was about to say, how come you don't hear about that? How come no one ever, you know, shares this information, or even though it's public, it's not really announced. Why do you think that is? And Steph brings up a good question, Lou. Why do you think that there's a hot deal with UFO?
There's even some eyewitnesses of the Chupacabra. They said the creature appears to be some form of reptile or insect hybrid, and officials are not ruling out the possibility that it might be some form of type of dinosaur, possibly unknown to man.
Here we go with reptiles again.
It said plastic casts of its footprints have been made and revealed three claws approximately the same size of a large dog, and there have been more attacks on dogs and rabbits. And this occurred around 20 miles north of Cabarroco in Mayagüez. Let me see. Also notes the reports of UFOs and the creature are appearing daily in the local press. Oh, hold on a second. Damn, they described it. They said that it was like it had a long tail and the tail would wag. And it can jump really high over fences and stuff. It was found to jump over fences. So there's eyewitnesses. The Hibaros actually saw this creature. Isn't that something? I don't remember reading about any of this.
No, that's pretty
interesting.
Deep.
And there was a female witness observed the creature in Canoas in the early days of November. It was over her car. What the hell? It flew over her car. So allegedly, this thing can fly. And they measure,
you know,
like the incisions of the teeth. And they were always the same in every animal, which is amazing. Yeah, what happened?
Well, I was going to say, you know, the most latest sightings a few years ago was they call it La Gargola, right? People were saying they were seeing a gargoyle flying around in Puerto Rico.
There you go.
Gargoyle.
Yeah, look it up. That was the most recent sighting of any paranormal creature that people have been seeing. And people swear that they have been seeing a gargoyle flying around in Puerto Rico.
Wow.
Hey, check this out. Look what an eyewitness saw in Canoas. It said it's dark, it's black, it changes colors. When it's dark, it turns black or brown. When it's during the day, they witness this in the farms, it turns into green. The creature has two small arms with three finger claws, two strong hind legs, again with three claws. Damn, it sounds like a little dinosaur. It runs quickly and leaps over trees. 20 feet, one witness said. According to many observations, the creature's legs look almost reptilian. Once again, the reptilians, right?
Yeah, it sounds like a little raptor.
Red to purple. A number of witnesses claim the creature flaps at incredible speed, its tail and appendages allowing it to actually fly. And the tail seems to be a guide, controls the wind. And check this out. It was reported in the town of Orocovis, the same creature. It comes in the daytime and nighttime, not nocturnal. Wow, man, this article is kind of deep. They give all these eyewitness reports. Wow, reptilians,
so
huh?
Saying,
in Puerto Rico.
So you think it's all alien connected?
Well, you know, this is the question, man. I think we should do some investigative work. What do you think? Are you guys game or what? How about
I'm
this?
Ready
let's dedicate.
Go and go do some stuff.
Okay, let's do this. Let's dedicate one day a week, okay? One day a week, and trying to uncover this, you know, this phenomenon. If you guys want to focus on Puerto Rico, I'll try to focus on the other islands, see what we can find. If there's any sightings and stuff.
That's a good idea. Me and Steph could look up stuff about Puerto Rico, and you could match other islands and what they're witnessing or what's happening over there.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I never read that. When I found this report, it's like, what? You know, and they made it a joke in the media, Chupacabra, you know, but hey, it's different. I don't know, man. The star people, what do you think, man? This is different stuff going on. So how about you? Oh, okay, let's split up. You guys focus on Puerto Rico, try to get as much info as possible. I'll go to the other islands, okay? And I'll research that. Should we come back next Monday or what?
Yeah. I'm with it.
Yeah,
that's
good
with you, Lou.
Yeah, we'll
Lou and Creepy Steph.
Okay, we'll do the show a little earlier. We'll put a flyer up. Maybe people can call in to see if they witness anything, you know, on these islands. What do you think?
I think it's cool if anyone calls in share any personal stories anyway. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
let's start this campaign. Let's go for it. We'll do a little update, and then we'll try to invite people to call in, and we'll do, you know, we can do bilingual too, you know, people. I'll try to get a call out. So guess what? We ran out of time. So you know what that means? This is Guasabara Radio, Taino Radio. It's a war. Against ignorance and arrogance. Why? Because we are Taino. We're ready to throw down through peace and education. Hey, guys, you don't mind if I end the show with my daughter's theme song?
I know.
Just
one last
thing.
Just one last thing.
Yeah, I'll see you next.
I was going to say, don't forget, like my page on Spooky Lou on Facebook. Go ahead.
Spooky Lou. Wait a minute, I call you Paranoia Lou.
I like that too, Paranoia Lou. Oh my
Yo,
God.
Yo, just make sure we, one day we got to do a GoFundMe so we can bail out Star Lou. Stephanie, you got a nickname for yourself or what? Star
Do I have
Stephanie.
A what?
I don't know.
No,
yeah,
one
then,
creepy Steph. It's going to
be
Steph.
Spooky Lou and
Steph.
Creepy Steph.
I love it, Creepy Steph. Join my Facebook page, Creepy Steph. It's Spooky Lou.
Well, guess what? This thing was chaotic in the beginning of the studio, but now we're back to normal. So guess what? We're going to come back next week. You guys hit Puerto Rico, right? Trying to find some stuff on Puerto Rico. and I'll go to the other islands. All right? I'll see you all soon. Peace out.